Guys, welcome to the Personal Growth Podcast. My name is Jack Stafford, and as always, it is a pleasure to be doing this podcast with you guys. And for today's episode, we're going to be talking about some relatable paradoxes, which might ring true to you, and certainly ring true to me. And that's why I wanted to talk about them, to see how we can work through them together. Now, we're going to go through three, and then we're going to talk about each one. So the first one is, the more you let go, the more that enters. Now, the more you let go, the more that enters. For me, recently, I've gained incredible experience of this, because what I've learned a lot recently, and I don't know if you guys can relate to this, is when you try and fight things, when you create more resistance to something, when you're trying to force it, you know it's pushing back at you, and you know that it's a dead end half the time, the majority of the time. You know it's a dead end, but you still push through it. Because when you actually learn to let go more, things come into your life so much more naturally. New space is created so much more healthily. And I'll give you an example. This could be relatable in any area of your life, but a classic example, let's say relationships. Say you're dating someone or you're with someone and you're in that stage where you are seeing each other. You might not be together yet, but you're seeing each other and you're pushing it and you're pushing it and you're forcing it. And you know deep down, you don't want to admit it, but you know deep down that you're giving more effort, that you're giving more, you're making more compromises, more sacrifices to try and make things work. And you know you're not getting the same back. Now, the more you push into that, the more you get wound up when that person, say, doesn't give you that same energy back, even though you know deep down that they were never going to, but because you're trying to force it and you're pushing against it, that situation is going to push back at you. It's going to wind you up. It's going to start to play on your mind. You're going to start to get more anxious about things. You're going to start to doubt yourself. Whereas if you were to let go, if you'd say, right, okay, I'm making more effort than this person. I'm going to let go of this situation and I'm going to see now how their actions, how they proved themselves to me in the sense that they are into me as I'm into them. So you let go and hang on a second, you have your answer. Because if they give that energy back, if they start making effort with you, you know you might be on that same page. But if not, if they're not giving any effort back, like you knew deep down before, you know that it's not worth your energy and time. Because if you carry on, make that conscious decision to carry on, it's just going to tear you down more and more. It's going to bring you into those negative thought patterns, and it's just going to affect your mental and emotional health. Now, that's a classic example of the more you let go, the more that enters. And what enters, say, after that specific situation, is a healthier space for you to focus on yourself. Because there's a certain amount of energy that we have that we can give to specific areas of our lives, depending on our values, depending on our priorities. And within our levels of energy that we give to these things in our life, I call it our space. And it's quite commonly known as your space. So when you let go of something that's not meant to be in your little space, and imagine, just visualize it as almost like a big sphere of your space. When something that you're forcing, you're fighting, imagine that as like a part of that sphere being chucked away, like a tiny little pixel by pixel of that sphere being chucked away, and that's eating away at your space. And what that then means is that there's less space for you as a person to flourish. So once that thing starts to eat away at your space more, the more it starts to gather momentum, the more destructive it's going to become, and the less space you have in other areas of your life. So for example, if you were to pursue that relationship where deep down you know it's not right for you, but you want to feel that sense of emotional safety and security, when you know it's not right for you, that is going to affect your career. That is going to affect your health, because when you know that's not right and you're giving your energy more to that person down the line, what's going to happen is it's going to be destructive in some way or another. I'm not a relationship coach, but it's going to be playing on your mind. It's going to affect your mental and emotional health. It starts to affect your mental and emotional health with your anxiety, your knowing your self-worth, you start to doubt yourself, all of these things we've mentioned. Then with your career, things are going to change in your career, like a sense of focus potentially. I'm not saying it is going to be focus, but these are the knock-on effects that it could have. Focus, clarity, drive, enjoyment for what you do, because your mindset and your energy is so focused on that destructive relationship that's happening in your life when it's tearing you down, you're not walking to work with that same energy that you had before. And people might start to notice your work might be negatively affected. And that's what happens when that thing that shouldn't be in your life that you fight against, when it, all those pixels eat into your sphere of your space, that's what happens because you start to have less space for yourself. So when that relationship goes out window, you say you finish things with that person, your space starts to heal itself again. And although it will take time for you to maybe emotionally heal from that relationship, but once you do heal from it, you'll come to that realization, like, that was so not right for me. Then you'll have a clearer head. You'll be like, right, I need to focus on myself a bit. That is usually what happens in those situations. I'm going to be selfish. I'm going to think of me. And boom, there you go. That is where then you start to make positive progress in your life when you focus on yourself more. So the more you let go, the more that enters. And the more that enters can be that healthy space. So something that might come into your life that might be completely natural. We're going to stay on the relationship theme here because it's very relatable, especially in today's dating society, as I'm very familiar with. But when you let things go more, it doesn't have to be intimate relationships, it could be friendships. But if someone leaves your life, a toxic friend or a toxic relationship, you will meet someone. It could be in a week, it could be 2 weeks, it could be a month, it could be a couple of months, or whatever it is. Once it happens, you just clock, you have that just moment of realization where you know that when I let go of that, I've met these people now. And these people are supposed to be in my life because they give me, or this person is supposed to be in my life because they give me so much value. They make me feel incredibly comfortable, not only around them, but within myself. I'm allowed to express myself around them. Whereas the other person didn't make you feel like that. So when you let go, healthier people come into your life. And that's what I mean by this paradox. When you let go of things, when you just start to let go, when you stop worrying about what other people think of you, I know it's not as easy as that, but just it's forcing my point of what I'm saying. Once you start to, you know, not care about what other people think, once you start to not give in to peer pressure, once you start getting so worked up about tiny little things at work, trying to be that perfectionist, when you just let go of all of that crap, the more that enters into your space, whether that's new friendships, intimate relationships, whether that's you being more productive at work because you're not placing so much energy on the tiny little things that you think matter but really don't, with your health. For example, when you're letting go of things like all the crap food that you're eating, what's going to enter there? You're going to have more energy because you're eating foods that energize you more. So when you let go of all of this stuff, it allows more space for better, more productive things, more positive things for you to develop, for you to flourish. The second paradox, the more you think, the less you do. Now, who is a chronic procrastinator here? Because procrastination really, A, is a lack of clarity, but also it's overthinking things. It's overthinking things because you don't have clarity. And when you overthink things, the less you're going to do. Because you're just going to put time off and you're going to be like, maybe wait for this moment, or I'm going to do this after this and all this. If you're just overthinking everything, you're just not going to do it. And this is another classic example. Not necessarily overthinking, but when you're constantly being a perfectionist, I say in inverted brackets, what does that mean to you? A perfectionist is, in my opinion, it's just trying to completely overthink everything, completely overthinking things. And actually, when you're trying to get things so perfect, for me, that is just an excuse. That's a fear-based excuse. I don't know what necessarily is hiding behind that fear, but that is a complete excuse of not being as productive, not doing more. But in that time where you could have just been like, right, I've done the best of my ability with that work. It is what it is, done. You could have gone on to the next thing and have done more and have gone on to the next task. But because when you're in that overthinking space, you start to doubt yourself. When you start to doubt yourself, when you question yourself, you start to stall things more. When you start to stall things more, you start to get more worked up. And when you start to get more worked up, you get into those negative cycles of, am I good enough? Or should I be doing this? Or maybe I should be doing this. And it starts to get all jumbled. And a lot of that comes down to a lack of clarity. So the more you think, the less you do. Look, I'm not saying when it comes to a project that you need to obviously plan things 100%. But there comes to a certain point, doesn't there, when you've got your plan and you're just like, right, okay, let's crack on. If you go past that point of trying to tweak things here and there and really, really overcomplicate it, you're just going to end up by not doing as much and not being as productive and not taking that step forward like you would want to. So the more you think, the less you do. And the last, and actually my favorite one, be more selfish to be more selfless. There's such a negative connotation around being selfish, and I can't stand it. And I can't stand it because this whole idea of being selfish is me, 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 me. And there's a difference between being selfish to be selfless and just being a complete narcissist who has no regard for anyone else at all. When you're so selfless and you're not selfish, when are you actually thinking of your needs? When are you thinking of, what do I want to do? Does this work for me? When you spend your whole time prioritizing everyone else's emotions and feelings and not yours, how's that going to benefit you? Because newsflash, guys, you're the only person living in your own head. No one else, not even your nearest and dearest, no one else. No one else is experiencing those dark thoughts you might have when you wake up and it's a really crap day. Or when something happens to you, when that person breaks up with you. People will be around to support you, but no one's experiencing the same thoughts as you are that they've got to work through. So if you're not being selfish enough, why? What's stopping you from being more selfish? And there's this quote which says, you can't serve others with a half-filled vessel. And I love that because if you're not serving yourself first, you can't give to others better. Your relationships, your career is all going to be benefiting more from you being selfish first, setting boundaries, having your time, focusing on things that you want to do. What benefits you first? Because once you have that foundation of being selfish, A, people aren't going to impose themselves on you as they usually would, and you will notice that shift in your life. And B, you'll be able to give to people around you so much better because you're actually focusing on your well-being. And when I mean well-being, you're going to be experiencing more positive emotional states by focusing on yourself more. Look, let's have an example. You're thinking, right, how do I be more selfish? Okay, in the morning, before you check your phone, what things can you do that you enjoy that will set you up for the day? Is that reading a book, one of your favorite books? Is that listening to a podcast? Is that just sitting in silence and just taking everything in? Is that listening to music? And then from there, right, okay, when can I fit time in for my gym or for a run or for some yoga or breath work, whatever it is, moving your body? When can I fit that time in for myself? Because when I have that time for myself, I will think with more clarity. I will put my body under more stress to release stress. So I will have more clear thinking. I will become more self-aware of my emotion and my thoughts. And when you become more self-aware of your emotion, your thoughts, what happens there? Okay, you start to understand your thoughts and emotions more. Potentially, why am I feeling this way? What's going on here? Etc., etc. Domino effect, guys. Domino effect starts to happen. And then suddenly, okay, once you become more self-aware, you understand more how I can set healthier boundaries. How can I set healthy boundaries? Look, I said I was going to go to dinner with this person, but today my mental health is really dodgy. I'm not feeling it. That person will understand. I know it's not ideal, but I might just have to say, look, I'm not feeling good at all today. Can we reschedule for a day I'm feeling better? Potentially tomorrow or maybe Sunday. Perfect. That is setting a boundary. It doesn't have to be just with friends. It could be setting boundaries with, you know, colleagues. If someone messages you after work at, say, 7:30, if your cutoff time's 7, and I know you get that itch, you so want to reply because you don't want to seem like you're being unproductive, but if your boundary is 7, no, that's your time. What can I do at 7:30 when that person's messaged me? I'll reply in the morning after my routine, and what I'll do instead is I'll go to the gym, or I'll spend it with a loved one. There you go, setting boundaries. And when you start to set those boundaries, guys, you then can give better to other people. Because when you see other people, when you're more filled up yourself, you're more vibrant. Your frequency of your vibration within your body is so much higher. People will feed off that. People will be like, yeah, this person, they want great form or whatever. And they want to be with you more. And you suddenly become more of an attractive person. I'm not saying physically, it's not about the physical. I'm not talking about that. But in terms of you add value to people's life in such a healthy way in your career, with your friends, your intimate relationships, all from being more selfish. Whereas if it's the other way, I'm going to tell you now, I'm being straight with you guys. You're going to burn yourself out, okay? You're going to burn yourself out. You're not going to be happy. You're going to blame other people. You're going to be like, it's their fault. It's this person's fault. When actually, when you start to blame other people like that, it's because it's a mirror of actually what you've lacked in yourself. So when you start setting those boundaries, you won't blame other people because you'll take responsibility for what's going on. So you start to get caught in negative cycles, negative spaces, if you're being too selfless. And they are my three paradoxes, guys. So just to recap. 1, the more you let go, the more that enters. 2, the more you think, the less you do. And 3, be selfish to be selfless. Now, guys, I hope that makes a lot of sense. I know, hopefully, I got through enough there. I could have gone on a lot more, but I don't want to keep these episodes too long. But that just gets my points across on our paradoxes. And actually, hopefully that just brings through a few alarm bells for you. If, for example, you feel like you're being too selfless and you think there's a negative connotation on being selfish. That's what I was trying to say. We'll get that. It's Friday afternoon when I'm recording this. So it's been a good week, been a long week. But yeah, if these ring true to you guys, or if you have any questions about these, please reach out to me. And on my Instagram, JackStufferPT, or visit my website, JackStufferPT.com. And until next time, guys, have a great weekend and keep smiling. Even if things aren't going great, you've got this. I know you have. 0.1% better each day. And always here for you guys if you need a chat. Okay, guys, take care.